Black and white versus color, how to choose. Equipment. Lika Velux Type 114, come black and white, come burial, and mammal sure shot, EOS 400D, old man, Gslomer, EOS 5D Mark III, Auschwitz, EOS 60D, Lodic. EF 17-40mm F/4LUSM, Auschwitz. EF 24-70mm F/2.8LUSM, Old Man Gslomer, EFS 10-22mm F3.5-4.5USM, Lodic. EXIF. Shots number 1A and number 1C. Mammal sure shot. ISO, 125, focal length, 25mm, aperture, F7.5. Shutter speed, 1 by 125, EXIF equivalent to 35mm full frame. Shot number 1B. Come black and white shot. ISO, 200, focal length, 59mm, aperture, F10, shutter speed, 1 by 500, EXIF equivalent to 35mm full frame. Shots number 2A and number 2B. Old Man Gslomer shot. ISO, 100, focal length, 55mm, aperture, f3.5, shutter speed, 1 by 1000. Shot number 3A and number 3B. Auschwitz shot. ISO, 100, focal length, 40mm, aperture, f4, shutter speed, 1 by 1000. Shot number 4A. Come burial shot. ISO, 200, focal length, 120mm, aperture, f13, shutter speed, 1 by 2000, EXIF equivalent to 35mm full frame. Shot number 4B. Lodic shot. ISO, 100, focal length, 22mm, aperture, f14. Shutter speed, 1 by 320. Editing. Adobe Lightroom Classic CC. Getting past the technique of shooting the colorful backlit stained glass, let's get to the crux of something that is a dilemma for many of us, black and white versus color, how to choose. The story. Across the social media platforms and many famed photography portals, enthusiasts seem to get an impression black and white photographs are synonymous with creativity. In fact, even photography awards seem partial to black and white shots. Even if we ignore the pundits and jurists, the retro and raw charm of black and white shots coupled with the ebonies and ivories seems more powerful even to a non-discerning viewer. It brings out the character of a scene. Little wonder there is a temptation to convert our favored shots into black and white. The challenge of choosing between black and white and color. We like our shots and feel they will look good in black and white. But not every shot may stand out after conversion. The challenge is ascertaining which shot will look good in black and white. And thereby choosing the right ones to convert. The shots. While there is no magic bullet to determine what will work better, the following guiding principles may help. The foremost consideration is the shot must be a high contrast one. Low contrast means fewer blacks and whites, and more mid-tones, shades of gray. The grays don't make for a striking shot. In shots number 1A and number 1B, which one has a higher contrast? In color, shot number 1A is not so bad, see shot number 1C. The father of Canadian photojournalism, Ted Grant, once said, "When you photograph people in color, you photograph their clothes. But when you photograph people in black and white, you photograph their souls." Shots number 2A and number 2B exemplify the essence of his statement. In shot number 2A, the colorful turban and the colors of the diffused city background take you away from the utter hopelessness in the old man's eyes. Not so in the black and white, shot number 2B. Choose the feel you wish to evoke. Black and white is most effective in bringing out a somber, pensive mood, while colors lend a bright mood to the image. Remember, this is a generalization. It is not true all the time. So, use it as a touchstone. Shot number 3A, colored, could well have been a location for a cheery Julie Andrews to sing "How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria, the Sound of Music," while the black and white, shot number 3B, brings out the stark, sordid character of Auschwitz stronger. If the color is essential for the subject, don't convert it to black and white, shots number 4A and number 4B. These principles will help you determine when it is judicious to convert your image into a black and white. Try them now and pin it for a later day revisit.